best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
53% of Americans say they prefer a cold slice of pizza at breakfast to their usual options like eggs or orange juice. What? What? Come on.
Half?
Yeah, half of Americans? Over half. 53%, man. What? Over half. And don't get me wrong, pizza's great.
Oh,
pizza's
yeah.
fantastic.
Cold pizza's still really good.
Pizza's
delicious. I'm not knocking it.
But are you bleeping kidding me that you would pick a cold slice of pie over some homemade biscuits and gravy? Over some bacon? Some sausage links?
All right, now.
Some French toast?
There's a lot of great breakfast foods that you could choose, and I would choose them over a cold slab of pizza. However, the cold slice of pizza, the one thing it really has going for it is that it's easy. It's right there. You don't have to prep. You don't have to cook. You don't have to do any of it. So, like, homemade biscuits and gravy could take you 15, 20 minutes to get ready and get going. But cold slice of pizza is immediate. Like, I feel like that's its one redeeming factor.
I don't cook anything.
Okay. So
I just ask and it happens.
That's not okay. All right,
is that not how life works?
No, it is not. No, it is not. So,
and there's places that you can order it.
Well, I guess that's true, too. But again, in the convenience factor, it's just, it's immediate. It's right there. You don't have to do any extra work. You just eat it.
I think I'd rather have a cold break. I mean, I'd rather have a breakfast sandwich than a cold piece of pizza.
Well, I would agree. Yes, I'm with you on that. I just think that might be the reason why the cold pizza is standing out.
I would argue the only thing a cold piece of pizza is better than is pancakes.
Don't. Come on. No. That's
pancakes
ridiculous.
Are
no,
garbage that, food.
What?
For garbage people.
Why? Well, I mean, it's just, I don't understand
the
your
The syrup
hatred.
Doesn't stay on it. The butter just rips off the top.
Oh, my God.
You have a giant hole in this pancake. That's the only thing that cold pizza is better when it comes to breakfast food. Because I'm a huge breakfast guy. I like breakfast for dinner.
Oh, Brenner?
I'm crazy like that. I'll have breakfast for lunch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure, sure.
I'll even have breakfast between breakfast and lunch. I like to call it brunch.
You're not.
Trendsetter.
No, that's a thing.
Copyright.
Right.
Trademark.
No, too late. Way too late on that. Lawyers don't.
What?
Yeah. No, the brunch
is
a thing. Brunch is a thing. Yeah. Yeah. That's never been.
Been lied to my whole life.
That's, wow.
Take your cold pizza.
Okay.
Shove it.
Oh, wow.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
If you die and come back as a hillbilly, is that called reincarnation?
CPR is just the human version of blowing into a video game cartridge hoping it will work again.
That's accurate. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
If you ever wanted to become a doctor, you are in luck. The University of Newcastle in Australia is offering a PhD scholarship to study the social geography of the heavy metal culture.
The
PhD, bitch. Because here at the Morning Shag,
that's not,
I'm an unlicensed doctor.
All right. That
allegedly,
I mean,
practicing, but okay. Extremely unlicensed.
Extremely unlicensed.
And I just don't get the credit or the validation from others that have their PhD.
Doctrine. That makes sense.
Everyone looks down on me.
Yes. Yes. That's correct.
Even though I'm doing good work.
No, that's
allegedly.
Why would you allegedly say you're going to do good work?
Because I don't think legally I can practice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, you cannot.
So that's why I have to sneak in the allegedly.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So they can't pin me down.
All right. That's...
But now I have an opportunity to go back to school to get my PhD to where people have to call me doctor. You're forced to.
They're not.
Hey, Shags. What? Who? You mean Dr. Shags?
Okay,
yes,
right,
in heavy metal. Doctor. Doctor.
So even though your PhD would be in heavy metal, which is still a weird thing to get a PhD in, you would force everyone you know to call you Dr. Shags.
It would be demand. It would be a demand.
Wow.
Yes, you would have to.
Okay.
I put in the time and the effort.
Yeah.
It's only a two-year program,
Two-year program?
Yeah, all these other doctors, oh, I went to school for 8 years. I went to two.
Suckers.
Two in Australia.
But again, those doctors, you know, like who went to school for 8 years, you know, I mean, have a doctorate typically in something that can get them, you know, a really high-paying job, right? Like, that's kind of the point. I don't see a doctorate in heavy metal being very marketable in the job market.
Well, no, what happens is you practice medicine and just listen to heavy metal while you do it.
No, I don't think that's what it is. I haven't taken the two-year course, but I'm pretty confident that's not what it is.
The course description reads, while unique scenes have evolved across the globe, the bulk of heavy metal bands have originated within countries in northern latitudes. What? All right.
Yeah.
And while remote from the geographical heart of heavy metal culture, Australia has developed its own unique and passionate approach, providing a number of high-profile bands. So you're going to be looking into focusing on the question of gender and race and sociopolitics when it all comes down to heavy metal. And why are more and more heavy metal bands coming from northern latitudes?
Interesting. Now, that is curious, for sure. Why you need to go and spend how much money even?
It's roughly 19 grand a year.
A year?
Yeah.
So 38 grand total to have a doctorate in heavy metal, which again, has no real use in the job market.
Like most doctorates.
No, that's not true. All right.
Got him.
You may send all complaints to shags at zrgmail.com.
Yeah, because we have lots of doctors listening to this show.
We do. Shags at zrgmail.com.
Well, if we do, hire me. I'm going to be a doctor real soon.
No, that's not. All right.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Cookie Monster sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game last week at Wrigley Field. Then Bert and Ernie got the crowd to join them for It's Raining Men, which Cub fans love.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. A college in Australia is offering a PhD in heavy metal, which would be especially cool to earn if your last name was Feelgood or Love.
Or Shags.
No.
Dr.
No.
Shags.
No.
And finally, a record 18.1 million people watched last Thursday night's Democratic debate. Though, to be fair, most of the viewers were also the participants. There's so many of them.
There are so many.
So many.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Who's ready to spend some money? 89% of us make purchases, with men spending more than women.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm really guilty at this. The impulse. I have no impulse control. I can sit at home and not spend any money, but the problem is when I get out and about and something grabs my attention, I have no willpower to say, no, I don't really need that.
Yeah.
They always get me.
Especially if it's fishing stuff. You're done.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. So 23% of men and 16% of women say their last impulse buy cost them more than $100.
What?
Sounds about right.
That is a hell of an impulse buy.
It sounds about right.
Jeez.
I almost made one on Sunday. We went to the giant antique mall out there at Midway.
Yeah,
we like to go and just look at everybody's junk. They had a Hams, like, light up clock, like an old school Hams beer clock, and it caught my attention. I was like a child that sprinted like a moth to the flame. I just ran for it. What? How much is it? And it was $165.
Woof.
I did the same thing, and the fiance was even like, well, what would the cost have been? I was like, oh, $100. I probably would have bought that thing. Straight up hundo.
So 100 was your minimum. That was like, you would have gone 100.
I would have gone 100, but
was your max. Sorry, yeah.
I would have felt bad about going over 100. So I'm there with you. 40% of men and 32% of women say they dropped over $50 on their last impulse purchase. And that includes 23% of men and 16% of women who spent over the 100 that I talked about.
I'm trying to think of my last impulse purchase. I don't think I've ever done an impulse purchase over $100.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I I'm the creative cheapskate. I can't bring myself to have something that is over $100 that wasn't planned.
And I'm bad at with video games too. Like if I get off work and I'm just driving home kind of bored and I see GameStop, why not? There's $65 down the drain. You being the creative cheapskate, you're going to love this, Trevor. The surveys also found 28% of people spend more than $200 a month on takeout and delivery.
No, no, bad. Oh, gosh.
10% spend more than $200 a month on alcohol.
What? What,
did they just interview my dad on this? What's going on?
That's not, come on. That's not good.
And 5% spend more than $200 a month going to coffee shops.
Coffee shops.
How is that possible?
Are you kidding me?
That's like, what, $10? That's more than $10 a day.
$200 on coffee a month.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's coffee.
But you'll love this. In spite of all of it, what I've just said, over half of them surveyed said they consider themselves savers and not spenders.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah.
But that happens with impulse. I'm the same way. I don't think I spend a lot of money on stuff. I have like two pairs of shorts, three shirts that I just rotate, not even evenly,
right,
throughout the workday.
It's true.
So I think I don't ever spend any money on anything, and then boom, impulse purchase that just throws my whole paycheck out the window.
You got to be careful. That's why it's important to plan. It's important to have a budget, and it's important to stick to the budget. And even if you want to make a move in the budget, that's okay. You just need to know, I got to pull money from this category to put it into this one so I can make this purchase.
Yeah, pull money right out of the ATM and then boom,
nope,
there it goes.
Okay, that's not what I was, all right.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
The alphabet song has to be the most useful song you'll learn in your entire life.
Nipples? Or just nature's straws?
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. It's round and rubber. Lee sells at leestirecompany.com.
Conservation Federation of Missouri is having their outdoor Explore the Outdoors Columbia event on July 11th. This event is so much fun. It happens at the Bass Pro here in Columbia, and there's going to be fun for the whole family. I know we say that. That's kind of a crutch, a radio crutch. Fun for the whole family.
That's a bit of a cliche.
Hey!
Yeah.
Good. Woohoo!
Good. Yeah.
But this really does, man. You got archery. They set up air rifles. Kayaking, pontoon rides, dinner is provided with ticket price, amazing silent auctions and live auctions as well. We went last year.
Yes.
You got dinner, you got some beers. It's an amazing time, and it's all to support conservation right here in the state of Missouri. You can get your tickets. You got a RSVP. I believe they're $40. That includes dinner, and that includes a year subscription or a year membership to Conservation Federation of Missouri, where you'll get their Conservation Federation magazine, which is beautifully done. And you can rest easy knowing that that $40 is going to help the state of Missouri and fighting for our conservation rights.
It's at the Bass Pro in Columbia. And so like that little pond, like that little lake thing that they got next door to it.
Oh, yeah. They got the pontoon boats, kayaks out there. Kids are fishing off the bank. They set up the archery and the air rifle thing. They clear out all the boats from the inside. And we set up the tables where the boats are usually at in the back of the store. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Cool.
It's super cool. So I'm going to be there. Trevor's going to be there. So we're asking you to come as well.
I'll be on vacation.
Oh, Trevor's on vacation.
I'm out of town. Sorry.
Lame!
I didn't know. I forgot.
Well, I'm going to be there. Confedmo.org. Confedmo.org. Or just text 1-800-455-1967. I'll send you the link.
That's easy. Good. Yeah.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Lindsay Lohan turns 33 today. But what do you get a woman who snorted everything?
Disney World has raised the price of their annual pass. Mickey was quoted in saying, "And you'll pay it, you suckers."
Yeah, most will. And Trevor, scientists recently captured video of the glowing rings around Uranus.
Don't.
They highly recommend you have a doctor look at them.
And
they may be infected.
Okay, thank you for that.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
AshleyMadison.com is a computer dating website specifically for married folks that are looking to bang other people.
Okay, yes.
It's an affair website.
Yeah.
If you're married, you want to get a little side piece, you go to AshleyMadison.com.
Wow. All right.
Well, they released some data saying which cities in America cheated the most. St. Louis, number 3.
Really? Really? Oh, my gosh.
Number 3 on the list.
Yikes. That's what you want to hear about your hometown.
Best fans in baseball banging it out up there in St. Louis.
Come on.
And not with the person they married.
We get it. Yes. Thank
you. Now, I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One, I want to look deep dive into this data.
Mm.
And two, you being a St. Louis native, I'm just kind of curious what you think about your hometown banging one another left and right.
Wow. Okay. That was, yeah.
Are you curious about the St. Louis area, what the top 5 places are that are having affairs?
Oh, they broke it down by like neighborhoods. And,
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. No, yeah. Might as well.
I was say, isn't Kirkwood next to where you grew up?
That's close. Yeah. Yeah.
Number 7.
I'm from Baldwin, so Kirkwood is pretty close to there. Number 7. Oh, come on, Kirkwood.
Number 5, Afton.
Afton. Really? My brother used to live in Afton.
Number 4, Clayton.
Clayton? Really?
Yeah.
Clayton's kind of like a little hoity-toity bougie. Like,
well, that's what Ashley Madison says, is that for the most part, all these places are
Kirkwood is too, yeah.
Are those with money that they can go around and do some of this stuff. Number 3, Crèvecoeur.
Crèvecoeur, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Crèvecoeur.
Number 2, Maryland Heights.
Maryland Heights, yeah. I mean, this is all like kind of around the same area, to be honest.
I was say, isn't that where the venue is? All the concert venues?
Maryland Heights? Yeah, that's where the Hollywood Studio Amphitheater is.
Maybe that's the problem. Some live music, a couple of beers,
okay,
and then suddenly you don't care who your wife or husband are.
No, Whoa. That's not. Don't blame it on that.
And the number 1 place in St. Louis to be married and banging someone else is Oakville.
Oakville.
Nearly 10% of all St. Louis area members are from this area on the website ashleymadison.com.
What?
Nearly 10% of all St. Louisans come from Oakville when they're on Ashley Madison.
What? So Oakville, just a whole bunch of dirty birds. Like, that's a goodness. Be better, Oakville. Come on. Not cool.
I just love St. Louis because there's another study that came out yesterday ranking it as the number 1 most dangerous city in America due to its violent crime. And then you have another part of the city that's just like, yeah, I'm married, but I just want to bang everybody.
Yeah, all right, that's not, all right. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
STL.
Yeah.
STL.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Since we test drugs on animals first, rat medicine must be years ahead of human medicine.
Dr. Pepper is just barbecue water.
What? All right. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it at leestirecompany.com.
All I do here at the Morning Shag is work my tail off every single day, coming up with amazing ideas on how I can make money on the side, and they get shot down left and right. I'm starting to think it's a conspiracy keep me poor.
If you were to work as hard as you do on your side projects that never pan out, to actually take that energy and put it into your actual job...
I don't pay nothing.
Okay, but it does, number 1. But then number 2, maybe we would pay you more because you would be seen by the right people, and they would give you a raise.
I would prefer to try a side hustle.
Of course,
I've tried selling. Well, I didn't try; they wouldn't allow me to sell my game worn underwear.
Disgusting.
On the internet.
No,
Trevor won't be a part of my nude cleaning service,
even though
he's the highest demanded person in the country.
No, that's
and.
Not.
Finally, maybe this will work, because there is an Instagrammer, a popular Instagrammer, who's selling her own bathwater for $30
a
pop.
No.
I am definitely in the wrong job.
No. No. What?
Selling her bathwater, man.
Her bathwater.
So according to Bella, the gamer girl, this bathwater is bottled while she's playing in the bath. And this is really bath water, she says. She adds, disclaimer, this water is not for drinking and should only be used for sentimental purposes.
Sentimental purposes. So you
I don't care if you drink mine. As long as you buy it, you can do whatever you want with my bath water.
No. Disgusting. Gross. Potentially hazardous. No.
I don't even bathe. I would start bathing if you wanted to buy my bath water.
All right.
I think $30 a pop is reasonable.
No. Who would buy that? Who would buy this person's bath water, let alone your bath water?
Apparently, it's very popular. Very popular.
How? Just so that they can say, yes, I have her bath water. And then they're like, what? People are going to be like, oh, yeah, this right here. Son, I pass this on to you when I die. Shags is bath water.
I would hope so.
That's not.
And think about it, man. We could age different. We could age it differently.
What?
Like, oh man, yeah, this was an hour soak.
Oh yeah, yeah. This was an hour soak after a round of fishing for an entire day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something no soap. This is a no soap soak.
Come on. All right, come on, man.
And then the shorter time in the tub, the less money it would be.
Wow. Wow.
So for those, I think this is brilliant.
For those on a budget.
Well, yeah.
Right. You know, that's very conscious.
A sliding scale, man.
Of course,
I'm here to help everybody out get a little piece of shag.
No, that's very kind. Also disgusting, and nobody would buy it.
That just hurts my feelings. Now, if you're the sort of person who absolutely can't live without the bathwater of a 19-year-old girl you've never met in your life,
wow.
Go to our Facebook page,
okay,
KCMQ
Morning really,
Shag.
Really?
I got all the information up there now.
Jeez, Lou. All right.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Thousands of barrels of Jim Beam bourbon were burned in a warehouse fire in Versailles, Kentucky.
That is...
A massive fire erupted.
Oh my gosh.
In a warehouse that is filled with about 45,000 barrels of bourbon. Is that how they get the smoky flavor?
Nope. Come on.
Too soon?
Don't do it. Don't.
Too
come
soon?
On. That's delicious, delicious bourbon that is... Didn't even get to see the inside of a mouth.
And in local news, a tractor trailer carrying beer crashed on Highway 63 in Osage County yesterday.
My God.
Thank God it was Coors Original.
Okay, that's... Come on. Really? Come on, man. Come on.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Remember the good old days when PBR was just a cheap, tasty beer? And now hipsters got a hold of it, and now it is a mediocre, overly priced beer.
I don't think they changed the taste of it. They kept the flavor the same.
Well, the price.
The price changed the flavor?
It does.
Yeah, okay,
it does.
All right.
When you used to be able to get a tall boy for like a buck, and now you go to a bar, and it's like, oh, sorry, that will be $12.
Okay, well,
like, what?
Sorry, it's not that bad. It has gone up in price, but not that bad.
And everyone with a man bun is rocking one. But now, Pabst Blue Ribbon has launched a new product called Hard Coffee, which is an iced coffee that's 5% alcohol by volume.
Oh, wow.
Now, come on. I've secretly been adding booze to my morning coffee for years.
Okay, that's not...
Trendsetter
right.
over here.
No, that's not... Don't.
So it's nice to see it's finally going mainstream, I guess.
That's good.
But PBR just launched a new product called Hard Coffee, which is a can of, quote, vanilla-infused premium iced coffee with a 5% alcohol by volume kick. They also quoted it saying, it's among the first of its kind in the industry. PBR.
Well, but I can't think of any other like iced coffee in a can with alcohol in it.
So. And what's this 5% alcohol by volume? Is that a 5-second count?
That's not.
Usually how when I pour my morning coffee,
you
give it a 5-count.
No, that's not.
And then a splash of coffee, and you're good to roll in the morning.
Is that why you can't say words? You're just drunk?
Yeah, I've been hiding my alcoholism behind dyslexia.
Wow. Okay, well.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Hundred years ago, we made roads smoother so people could travel quicker. Now we have to add bumps so people travel slower.
Spider-Man 2 now refers to 3 different movies.
Accurate. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
If there was one thing I had to do with the day off on the 4th of July, was I stayed up late the night before and went and watched Spider-Man.
The new one.
Far From Home. Yes. It is so good. So good.
How good?
Like, man. Okay, so out of 5 Peter Tingles, which when you see the film, you'll understand the reference. It's a good joke. So out of
sounded more like a... Yeah, never mind.
Out of 5 Peter Tingles, the fiancé gave it 4.5. Peter Tingles. 4.5 out of 5 Peter Tingles. I gave it like 4.2, something like that, 4.3, because it was really, really good, but I didn't want to give it too high of score, because I'm thinking back of like Thor Ragnarok. Like, what did I give Ragnarok? All these other films. But man, I left that going, how funny is it that we watched for years as Sony just struggled to put out a decent Spider-Man, just pulled out their Peters, stepped all over it, and then Marvel
Peter Tingles.
Yeah, Marvel Studio gets a hold of it, and they're just, it's a hit after hit after hit.
Have they ever done anything wrong with superhero movies? Have you ever seen a bad Marvel superhero
movie? No, I mean, there's definitely some that are better than others,
sure.
But I've never left one going, well, they bleeped that up. That was garbage. This one is so good. It deals a lot with the aftermath of Endgame, talking about how everyone had disappeared for 5 years. Hey, spoilers. They haven't seen Endgame. It's not on me anymore. All right.
Yeah.
This is not on me. And about some of the deaths that happened and how everyone's dealing with that now, just mentally and societally. Like, what are we going to do? What are the Avengers? Who's going to be the next Avenger? And everyone's looking to Spider-Man to carry the weight, and he doesn't want it. And it's
just
an incredible struggle of him just wanting to be a high school kid and then him trying to be the one of the greatest superheroes on the planet. And Jake Gyllenhaal as the bad guy, Mysterio, phenomenal.
Really?
And I'm not a big Jake Gyllenhaal fan.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, because, I mean, remember, he does not have good luck with adaptations. The Prince of Persia, that was awful. He's been in a couple other things that were just big, supposed to be big blockbusters that were just bad. But this one was so good. The end battle scene is phenomenal.
I'm really curious now, too, because I think, like a lot of other people, I am very curious. I want to know what happens at the end of the last Avengers movie. There's so much stuff where you're like, what now? What now? Where are these people going to go? But Spider-Man's the only one that's kind of going to carry the torch?
I mean, that's what it looks like. Just in this one, on planet.
Sure.
On Earth, excuse me. Because if we remember, Thor took off with Guardians of the Galaxy. He's off planet. Because there's that conversation of Spider-Man and Nick Fury. Of like, well, what about so-and-so? Well, he's here. What about so-and-so? Well, he's there. What about so-and-so? It's like, dude, Spider-Man, it's you.
They're on vacation.
We are expecting you to do this. And you have to wait. Because the two end credit scenes are phenomenal as well. You get the one early on, and then the one where you have to wait till all the credits roll.
That's good to know.
And there's another one, so stick around, because those two end credits lay the groundwork of where Marvel is headed in the future. But if you haven't seen it yet, it's a must watch. It's so, so good.
I think I know what I'm doing this weekend.
4 out of 5 Peter Tingles.
Peter
you heard
Tingles,
it here.
I love Peter Tingles.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Florida man was arrested after he pelted his girlfriend with McDonald's sweet and sour packets. Police followed a trail of condiments until they were able to catch up to him.
Brilliant.
Dad jokes.
Customs and Border Protection seized 32 pounds of rat meat from a passenger at the Chicago O'Hare International Airport. But with the Blackhawks, Cubs, hipsters, still wouldn't have been the worst thing to come out of Chicago.
That's a good joke. And finally, sources say John Hickenlooper's presidential campaign is in shambles, which would be really embarrassing if anyone knew who he was.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
We're asking the question, what's a song everyone loves but you just can't stand? I said Journey, Don't Stop Believing. It's just everywhere. You can't escape it.
It's an anthem.
And have you noticed, like, when you find a song that really irritates you, it follows you around?
Yeah. Like when you get a new car and you're so excited about it, like, I really like this, and then you see it everywhere.
Yeah, you can't go, I can't even go into a shop now without, like, oh, let me go grab something from Academy Sports or Bass Pro. Oh, Journey, don't stop believing. Thanks, guys.
People's ringtones. It's just the beginning with the piano. It sounds like a book opening up. It's so beautiful.
Oh, and Joe said, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, which I think is hilarious because that thing gets played a lot,
too. I wish the song was hilarious. It's just terrible.
I feel like we're picking a lot of wedding songs, and that comes up on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. Danny posts YMCA, ugh, I hate weddings.
Ah.
That's another one that gets played a lot in weddings.
Most people hate weddings, but the receptions are fun. Unless that song that you hate comes on, then it's okay, time to get another drink. I'm off the dance floor.
Rich on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, says, Love Shack by the B-52s. Oh, Lord.
Ugh.
Does that suck the life right out of me?
I completely agree with Rich. I forgot about that one. But
Love Shack, baby!
I don't know why. It's just, I hate it. It sucks. It's not fun.
The one that surprised me the most, we got him on hold, 1-800-455-1967. What's a song everyone loves but you can't stand?
Yeah, one song I can't stand is Sweet Home Alabama.
Is it just because it gets played so much?
Yes, it is so overplayed, and there's so many people want that to be Missouri State song. We're not Alabama.
That's the first I've heard that people want Sweet Home Alabama to be the Missouri State song.
Yeah, what? If I think I heard of people saying, oh, yeah, it should be our state song, I would probably hate it, too. That is just asinine.
It's such a catchy track, though. That's one that doesn't annoy
so
me.
Good.
I can listen to that one over and over again. I'm a big Skynyrd fan, though.
Yes, anything Skynyrd, I could all day, every day.
Oh, no. I may have to fight someone.
What?
I may have fight someone. 1-800-455-1967. We got a text on what's a song everyone loves but you can't stand. Gloria. Are you kidding me? Bandwagon's Blue fan will fight you
over
that one.
Yeah, I think he will.
I mean, that was a Stanley Cup championship song right there.
What song?
Hit it.
Okay.
The St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
I get the remix?
It's over! The game is over! The series is over! The wait is over! And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history!
This is just for you for hating on the texter. How dare you, man! We won a Stanley Cup! Thanks to that song.
Oh my gosh, I thought this was going to be over, but you know what? I really don't mind. It is such a catchy song.
Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. What's a song everyone loves but you can't stand?
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
A pregnant lady with triplets has over 1,000 bones in her body. And it all started with one magical bone.
A blackberry is just a goth raspberry. So misunderstood.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
A Wisconsin man was sentenced to 150 days in jail and 3 years probation for clogging toilets.
Is he probated from bathrooms or what? What's the probation?
Now, you may be thinking, like, well, does he need a poop knife? Like, what? Go see a doctor, man. Why are you clogging all these toilets? He clogged up 12 of them. 12 misdemeanor criminal charges. But come to find out, it had nothing to do with going to the bathroom. This guy just has a weird fetish where he loves clogging toilets. That he was quoted saying to the judge that he gets urges to do odd things, such as look for bottles and garbage cans to plug toilets with. So he's legitimately dumpster diving just for that right bottle be able to cram in a toilet to clog it.
If he's just taking big dumps and clogging toilets, like, you kind of feel bad for the guy, but no, I'm going to look through trash cans to find a bottle to clog a toilet. Maybe this jail sentence is deserved. Dude.
I still think it's quite a bit of time, but he is on a work release, which is interesting because he's going to keep his current job, and he's just required to report back to jail each day after work. So you go to jail, you sleep, you get up in the morning, you go to work, and then you go back to jail for 150 days.
And his job knows who he is, what he's doing. Like, do they have to monitor him? Like, oh, you got to go to the bathroom, somebody's coming in there with you. They know what he's doing.
Well, I mean, this was almost like a CSI episode. Because they found, they got a name, and they were curious because of one toilet, a women's toilet in a public restroom that got clogged.
Women's toilet?
Oh, yeah. He likes to clog the ladies' pipes. But they started investigating, and they looked into a temp agency he was working at, and the people were like, oh, yeah, he's been fired from a handful of jobs for clogging the toilets at work. So it wasn't like, oh, there's this one toilet. Turned out to be 12. They started investigating this guy, and yeah, 12 toilets causing on average about $250 per toilet, and it wasn't like, oh, I can't use it. No, people would come in, and the bathroom was beginning to flood, like overflowing water and everything like that.
See, this jail sentence now is starting to make sense. That is a whole lot of money, and they weren't accidents like, oh my God, I took too big of a crap. No, he's putting bottles in there.
The question is, what's more embarrassing? Getting caught clogging a toilet because your poo's too big, because that's embarrassing, or getting caught purposely clogging toilets with a plastic water bottle?
Well, that's just stupid. I mean, if your poo is so giant that that's almost like a point of, like, you walk out with your chest out, like,
you're flexing.
Guess what I just did?
A little piece of Florida in the state of Wisconsin. You can see this idiot on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.